Hey, 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 everybody. This is Giggles and Chat with Dr. V. How are you all? I'm sure all of you have on green so that you don't get pitched because of St. Patrick's Day. I wanted to speak with you all, or rather chat with you all, with something that was just pressing on my heart. Many of you know that I am a single parent of an 18-year-old who is on a golf scholarship in college. And I woke up just like a wow factor to me. One of the hardest lessons in life is to learn to live, laugh, and love me again. And I think that's something that all of us as humans strive to do daily, but strive harder to do it consistently. My son would be 19 next month, and I was becoming emotionally drained because it dawned on me that I am really starting over. Many of us have heard the slogan, self-care, self-care, self-care. But you know what, guys? Self-care is so easy for people to speak when it's not affecting them. Self-care promotion is so easy when you're not going through things, when life is good, when life has not thrown you a stone and you have to adjust. But when you don't practice it, you don't focus on self-care. You focus on living. Many people do not practice self-care until they have no choice. I, Dr. V, finds myself in that position where I have no choice. The hardest adjustment for me is watching my son grow up to be a man, hanging with his friends, and clearly living his best life. While I'm pondering and wondering if he's okay, whether or not I need to check on him, you know, my focus as a mother, as a single mother of only one, my thoughts are always about my son. So many people would say, "Oh, honey, if that was me, I would be living my best life." Go figure. One of the brightest moments of my life is literally going to the gym every single day. Exercising gives me life. Exercising is my self-care. I'm also grateful because I am that single woman with no drama, a great job. I have a very great circle of sister friends. And you know what? I'm okay. Someone wise told me to make a T-chart. List your drama and list the things that are good. And I honestly could not list anything negative. The only thing that I thought of was being in an empty house and starting over. Who would consider that drama? As I am encouraging myself, I realize it's okay to figure out where to begin again. It's okay if folks don't get it. It's really okay. I am now starting over and I'm learning to walk towards the light that shines directly on me. I am finally trying to write another story that's about me. It's hard, but slowly but surely I will get there. And I know that there are a lot of people out there that are probably feeling or thinking the same way I am. So as I encourage myself, let me encourage you. Walk towards your light, but don't dull others because your story is not a well-written story. It could not be, or it may not be well-written because you may be writing a dull story. You may have stopped at the wrong light. Never let a person dull the light that's shining so bright that's made just for you. These are my truth, ladies and gentlemen. This is where I am. I'm okay, but I'm learning to start over. I am learning that I don't have to live for my son anymore. I have to live for me. Wishing you all a wonderful Sunday afternoon. Provide me some feedback. Looking forward to hearing from you guys. One love. And guess what? Don't forget to smile. There's always a reason to laugh, giggle, chat. But with all of those, you will find a reason to smile. Take care.